He pulled up in the arena as a bath of sweat poured to the ground from horses' necks and chests. Then he swung from the glittering car and propped his long whip on the yoke. And his lieutenant, Thenelus, took the prizes without delay. He handed the woman over to his men and let them carry the tripod by its rings, while he unyoked the team. In second place, Antilochus Nestorides drove in, by guile, not speed, outrunning Menelaus, who finished even so close on his heels. Close as a chariot wheel to a horse that pulls his master at a dead run on the plain. Tips of his tail hairs whisk at the wheel rim as he runs just ahead, with no expanse between and all the plain beyond to cover. Just so close, Menelaus came in behind Antilochus. At first by a discus throw he had been outrun, but then he caught up fast, helped by the valor of Agamemnon's mare, silken-coated Ethe. A longer race and Menelaus would have passed, to win decisively, and no dead heat. In fourth place Meriones, Idomeneus's right-hand man, came after Menelaus by a spear cast. His were the slowest horses of them all, and he least fit for driving on a racecourse. Last of all, the son of Admetus came, on foot, pulling his car, driving his horses before him at a walk. And beholding him, swift Prince Achilles felt a pang of pity. Sharply he spoke out, standing amid the Argives. "The best man is the last to bring his team in. Come, we'll award him second prize in fairness. Let Diomedes have the first." Then all the soldiers shouted aye to this, and as they had approved, he would have given the prize mare to Eumelus. But Antilochus made his claim in protest. "Oh, Achilles, I'll be enraged if you carry out this thing you have announced. You mean to take my prize, considering that his chariot and team were hurt, and he too, the brave fellow. Well, he should have prayed the immortals. If he had, he would have finished far from last. Granted that you are sorry for him, fond of him, there's gold aplenty in your hut, and bronze, and you have cattle, serving maids, and horses. Take some later. Give him a greater prize, or take them here and now. You'll have the Achaeans' praise for it. I will not yield the mare. And any man who cares to fight for her can try me, hand to hand." At this, the Prince Achilles, the great runner, smiled, enjoying Antilochus, as he liked the man.